welcome back to our podcast. Today we have a very special guest. It's actually our first guest, actually our third guest, but like the most special one out of the. No, I'm kidding. Deji, who is up and coming like musician. He's a TikToker. He makes a lot of great content on Instagram. And a bit of round of applause for our boy Deji here.
Thank you.
Oh, also I should say, really quickly to add on to that resume, 100k on TikTok.
Oh,
congrats. Good job.
Congratulations on that.
That's a big milestone.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
But
it only took blood, sweat, and tears.
It's amazing.
All right, do you wanna give a little bit of anything we missed out, or do you wanna like?
Just... Yeah.
Not really. You guys hit the nail on the head. I don't really have anything else going on right now. So
okay.
Just this.
You know what's
all right?
Like Deji, when Sharon first like told us about you, I was like, okay, dude, I don't know who this guy is. And then I went through your like content, and I was like, dude, I've seen this guy somewhere.
We met.
Yeah, I was like, dude, holy shit, this guy. And then I was like, oh, dude, it's the hair. You grew your hair out. And I was like, it looks great on you. I'm just saying that like I didn't recognize you.
Man. My hair has gone through many iterations while I was at uni. Actually, it was really short when I started.
I remember.
And now it's on a different level.
I feel like I've bumped into. I've seen him around like in my final year. Like I've seen this guy. He had like one of those top knot situations. This is when like you know the man bun. I've seen him before.
That sounds like
and then I think we followed each other maybe like this year or like during COVID and whatnot, and then I heard this is what like really got me into it, because there's people in RRT who like make music and you know they have this kind of stuff going on, and it's like I like anyone from RRT who makes content, so I'll like support it even if I don't personally like vibe with it. But I heard the song Cursed. I heard it.
I
remember commenting because I was like, yo, this is fucking great. Yo, this is like really, this is nice.
Yeah. Dude, like we have.
I appreciate it.
We have a few like guests lined up, and then like Sharon was like, bro, this guy, like Curse is actually good. Like, you know, we're not going to pretend to like it. It's actually really good. and like, I was like, dude, that's great. We don't have to pretend to like his content. It's actually good.
Yeah.
Now I'm cursed. Splendid, yeah. I got this feeling that you ended it. On my thirst, I thought you quenched it. Yeah. You said you love me, thought you meant it.
The story behind that song is honestly disastrous.
Yeah, I was actually gonna ask you, like, so how did you, what actually inspired you to come up with that?
Yeah, if you don't mind sharing. The song is, of course not. So the song is actually. Like, I'd say 80% based on a true story. somebody that I was involved with in RIT, actually. And so last year, I had done a couple songs with a couple people in uni, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. I'd never done anything solo. Mm-hmm. Okay. So at the start of 2020, I was like, yo, this is my year. I'm going to blow up. I'm going to make all kinds of music, you know. And then pandemic happened. I was like, oh. I started writing the song in like February of last year.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I writer's block. I kind of abandoned it because I self-diagnosed ADHD, so I can't really focus on one thing at a time.
Okay.
So I started doing something else, and COVID hit, and then it got worse, and it just kept going down. So near the end of the year, I continued to write,
mm-hmm.
and I got further. Mm-hmm. And then at the start of this year, I was like, yo, it's been a whole year. I've had this song sitting on my shelf. And the thing is, I bought a subscription?
Okay.
So to put my music up on Spotify, I paid for a membership on this site.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've had that for a year. I haven't released a single song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So whoa. I finished up the song. I did like all the ad-libs and everything. Mm-hmm. I made, lucky for me, I just started TikTok as well. So I was like, okay, I'll make one for TikTok as well. Mm-hmm. And then I just released it. And the support has been really nice.
Yeah.
It's been really nice. More than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still working on other stuff now. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's really awesome, because, like, this whole, like, you know, COVID thing that happened, it, like, threw everybody off. Like, I completely get what you're saying, but I'm glad you got back to it, you know? At the end of it, like, you know, and you came out with a banger, dude. It's freaking dope.
Yeah, especially, like, everyone's in quarantine. I mean, like, it can, I don't know, I'm guessing you're probably away from your family too, right? So
yeah, I haven't so gone that back home
that
in 2
that
years.
Must have sucked. Yeah, that must have sucked. I feel you, dude. Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was like I'm ready. My heart was broke, and it was like, damn.
There we go. RIT is like what do you call it? Like, it's honey for like bees with like heartbreaks. RIT is just like the fucking like honey pot for breakups, right?
It's so weird, bro.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's because it's such a small university. You don't have anywhere to like hide, right? Like now there's a bigger one.
Yeah.
But at the time, like it's just a small place, and like you can't like escape because it's the one loop. And you're like, oh, I'm going to go this way. And then the person shows up the other way. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It doesn't help that I'm pretty socially awkward. So it's not like I can just make new friends.
Yeah.
So. Actually, it varies. Some days I'm really like bubbly and I'm like, yo, let me go talk to these people. And other days I'm like, I just stay in my corner and let everybody do the thing.
I feel you.
And
I have a question. Because you brought up like being socially awkward and whatnot, like, is it more comfortable for you to make like TikToks like by yourself, but then you're so like active and so social, but like as long as there's no one, like I don't mind people watching on the internet, but like as long as there's no one in, I don't have to physically talk to someone, like is that the idea?
Yeah, so that's actually a thing that I've spoken about before to a couple of friends. I feel like it's definitely easier for me to like riff off of myself because I know what I'm going to say, so like I can react accordingly. Rather than, like, I'm working with somebody and maybe they mess up or I mess up, I feel bad. I'm yet to work with somebody face-to-face. I have done a couple of collabs, but it's been kind of like over... They record their part, I record my part. But it's way easier because I feel like I can just let loose and be as stupid as I want to be.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the other day I did a TikTok where I was celebrating 100K. This is a funny story. I was celebrating 100K, doing a little dance, you know, I was like, why not? And actually, that video was the first time that I made a video outside.
I was gonna say that.
Was the one with the suit?
Yeah, the one with the suit.
Oh, yeah, dude, that was dope. That was pretty dope. I saw that
one. So what happened was, it was actually in this area. It was actually in the area, in dorms area. Because I didn't want to go anywhere too far. I was wearing a suit. So I got I got both shots. There's this, like, I don't know if y'all are from here. There's this place right next to you. On like the right where they're building a bunch of stuff. So I went there. There was like an empty place. I was like, fine, I can dance here. Nobody's going to see my stupid ass doing this stupid little dance. It's fine. So I was there in the middle of the road doing my dance, you know. I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is going to be lovely. I was like, okay, let me get a second shot. I did that. And just as I was wrapping up, from the corner of my eye, I just see this construction guy walking towards me. I'm like, oh,
no.
Oh, dude.
That's
totally fine, though. Like, I mean, what's he going to do?
That's the thing. It's just me, like, personally.
You know, when, like... like YouTubers, whenever they're recording themselves like online, I've always thought like, damn, like people are watching you. That's like the type of confidence that I'm envious of. I'm like, wow, man, you don't give a fuck what anybody thinks when they see you. You know, it's like, you know those vloggers are like carrying their camera. They're like, I'm like, damn. And these TikTokers, like,
I don't think I could ever.
Everybody's dancing in public. Everybody's dancing in public these days on TikTok, and it's like, goddamn, bro, I can't even freaking take a selfie. These motherfuckers are dancing everywhere. It's like, hot damn, it's amazing.
Yeah. Selfies always make me, like, why are people taking selfies, like, in public? Yeah, because people are, it makes me personally uncomfortable.
Yeah, I agree.
I think if you start doing it more often, like, you would be able to, because, like, you think people actually are judging you, which probably they are, but honestly, they're just thinking, like, oh, I wish we could do the same thing as well. I'm pretty sure that's a thought that's actually in their head. So you doing that? It's just inspiring them, if anything.
Honestly, so what happened was, as I was packing up, the guy was walking towards me. And I pretended not to see him until the very last second. So he came up to me. I was like, oh, hey. I was like, hi. He was like, TikTok? I was like, TikTok. He was like, oh, okay. Then, oh, dude. But then he started getting really personal. He was like, oh, what's your name? Damn. I was like, I gave him my name. He was like, how many followers do you have? I lied because I didn't want any attention. I was like, oh, yeah, I have like 2,000. He was like, oh, that's a big page. I was like, only if you knew.
Wait, this is the construction worker again?
Yeah, this construction worker. And then he was just following me back. I was like,
oh, wow.
It was weird. Bro, I was like, never again. Paparazzi, never making a TikTok outside.
That's your first experience. No,
you shouldn't stop yourself. It's good to make TikToks outside, even if it's in public. Like, dude, I think you could really expand. Like,
yeah, that's when you should have been like, hey, bro, you want to be in a TikTok? Come
yep, I thought about it, but I was
mini collab.
Dude, that would have been dope though. If you added the construction work and then we would both dance together, dude, that would have been hilarious.
Dude, yeah. That would have been dope.
We were like, okay, here's the step. It's like this, and this. Gotta do it.
I thought about it, honestly, but by the time I thought about it, I'd already gone. It was so perfect.
Shit, yeah.
I just tag him too, you know. Next, get him
200K, 200K, 200K. We'll find him.
200K. We'll go to another construction area. We'll find another.
Yeah, exclusively dancing construction area.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Yeah, man. It is what it is. Yeah. I have a question. Like, what's the future of your music looking like? Like, do you want to experiment more with like the same genre? Like, what type of like genre are you into? You know, like. Can you like elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah. So, personally, I know people say this all the time, but I feel like I'm obsessed with music. So, growing up, I learned how to play piano. I learned how to play drums. I learned how to play guitar. I have a guitar with me here, but I haven't played it in so long.
Yeah, I have a keyboard with me over here.
Yeah, I have one back there, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
but we suck.
You know,
yeah, you're actually good.
Just casually,
we're ass.
Just casual. But like, yeah. So I listen to all kinds of music except country.
Okay.
and like, I really am into rap music lately. So I thought I wanted to lean more into rap music, but after releasing Cursed, I realized I didn't want to just do songs like Cursed. So the song, I've written a song that I am still working on. I might release it by the end of this week or next week. I don't know. But
oh shit,
the genre of that song is more funky. You know, it's more like more like Bruno Mars kind of. I'm still gonna rap.
Bruno Mars. I was just gonna say yeah.
Bruno Mars. So future of my music, I'm gonna experiment a bunch. Like I'm gonna like try to like put out music on SoundCloud. I've been saying this over and over again, but for me. Especially with the TikTok stuff and like work and stuff, I'm trying to get everything together.
Okay.
But definitely a lot of experimentation, and until I find something that really sticks, personally.
Get it.
Nice.
I had a question actually. Which specific artist actually like helped you, like or inspired you to get your music started? Like, what was that? Like you've always been passionate about music, so who was?
Yeah.
Was there any specific set of artists that actually inspired you to help you get to even writing a song? Because I think even that takes a lot of, you do need to be inspired. Yeah, so I think that
honestly,
I'm very curious to know about that, your mindset there.
I'd say Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
His most recent stuff from the past like 2-3 years or four, I think, from Flower Boy. Because I didn't really listen to his really edgy area.
Did you listen to his Odd Future Days music? That was like really
no,
edgy.
Not really.
Yeah, that was like early 2013.
The only song I have from like that time is Yonkers.
Oh my god! Yonkers? Of course, dude. That was the shit, dude. What's crazy is that Yonkers was huge, and then I had this huge gap between like of like listening to Tyler the Creator, and then I heard Flower Boy. I'm like, what the hell happened to Tyler, dude? This is like completely
exactly.
Different.
It was literally.
Like, yeah, it was nuts.
So Flower Boy, and then Igor. Igor is when like I just lost my mind. I was like, holy shit! So you can like write music and really be passionate and vulnerable, and it's like it's totally, which is part of the inspiration of Cursed. I was like, let me tell this story, but let me also make it interesting. But definitely Tyler the Creator, J. Cole as well. These are people that like
nice
really when they're making music, I feel like they just put themselves out there and like they just talk about things they want to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not at that level, but I hope one day I can get close.
Yeah, man.
For sure.
Writing in music is it's really writing the truth, right? Like you're writing something that you've actually experienced. I think that's where your actual, because now just talking to you, your music is based on something that actually happened, which is why it was so authentic. I think that's how people can actually write. Because I try to write a song.
I've tried so many times to write, like. Before Cursed, I tried to write, you know, music about, you know, like drugs and bitches and other things. I was like, I can't do that.
They're like sitting in Dubai. I'm like, nope.
Can't do that over here.
The best thing you can do in Dubai, I think the best thing you could write about in Dubai is to like write about the fucking like fines you get, you know, for like spitting gum on your feet. You know, like.
Exactly. So, like, the thing is, I did have a little bit of. I did write a little bit of things. I don't know if you guys know Harris. That graduated a couple.
I know Harris. Last,
yeah.
He got married recently.
So I did a few songs with him before he left. And while I was writing with him was actually when I started with the whole like relationship kind of writing kind of. I appreciate him for giving me that opportunity. Mm. I think that's also part of what really fueled me to like be like, yo. Mm. Why am I doing this with other people or for other people? Let me do my own music.
Mm. Yeah.
You know? Mm. Yeah. That's definitely a start.
Yeah, but shout out to Harris, man. Yeah. That guy's talented. Shout out to Harris. Yeah. He got married recently. I was thinking, like, you know, when you think about, like, TikTok, like there's a lot of musicians who've gotten, like, very popular off TikTok. There's, like, Kali Uchis. Yeah. I hope I'm saying her name right. There's, like, you know, the white dude with the curly hair. I forget, like, what's his name? Jack Harlow? Jack Harlow. All these, like, you know, like, freaking Clairo, all these people, they've made, like, a huge impact. Like, TikTok's made a huge impact on their career.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah, also, yeah.
Oh, she as well on TikTok? That's what made her... I don't know that. Looking for you, happy, no way.
Yeah.
She got famous because of TikTok.
You know what? By the way, a lot of people are trying to act like super, like, you know, macho and thug, like, and not listen to this song. Oh, that song's so stupid. It's from TikTok.
You know,
listen,
we're jamming to that song, bro.
Anyways, Deji, is that something that you maybe plan on in the future? Do you have any, like, either game plan or, like, you know, something that you would, like, you know, like, for up and coming, like, you know, TikTokers or musicians or something that you like, some playing around with the algorithm. Do you have any like suggestions that you can give to like, you know, someone who like who's in your shoes right now or like someone who like, you know, starting off?
Honestly, I'm still trying to figure it out because when I posted Cursed, when I released Cursed, I actually tried to get it to blow up on TikTok and it failed like multiple times. So I'm actually going to experiment with this new one that I'm going to release. I'm going to try something different. I don't know if I should spoil it. I don't want
to
spoil
it. No, you don't have to.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try something different and I'll see what happens. I'll be very honest with you. Mm. Like, I know the follow account on my TikTok page is huge, but most of the time, I'm still experimenting. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how the algorithm works. All I'm doing is being consistent and making things that I want to make. So, would say.
Have you put your song on the Instagram music thing?
Yeah, if you like check, it's there.
Yeah,
And the lyrics also. Cool. Which I thought was pretty dope. It was
trying to search it. That's where it is. Because I was trying to Google it. I was like, I think I put Cursed, Deji, and I was trying to find it.
I was trying to put it on Genius, but I think you have to be like an official artist on Genius, which made me sad. But if you want the lyrics, if you check on my YouTube channel, you'll see in the description there.
In the description.
Shameless plug. Try to DC.
Like and subscribe, follow for more. Good stuff. Okay, now that we've buttered you up real good. How's the sponsorship looking, my guy? Any money flowing through?
I mean, so far so good. I've actually been trying to get in touch with agencies to help me reach more companies. Because honestly, I've seen a bunch of ads on TikTok of like creators making ads, and I feel like all love, but they're bullshit. I feel like they don't have energy. They're just like, hey guys, can buy this.
It's the walking into frame like, oh, by the way, oh, what's this thing? Oh, I just found this random thing that I was holding in my hand the whole time. Yeah, like, I love this thing.
So, oh, like, come on. The one I made a few days ago, I was so proud of it because I was like, yo, it's genuine. It's like, yo. I tried to make it my own. I tried to make it funny, you know. But I feel like that element is missing from a bunch of ads.
I think that's really good. I feel like, you know, the way you really care about what your ads are like, you know, like on your platform instead of just like, you know, saying it to your followers. Because I feel like a lot of times, like, you know, TikTokers or all these Instagram celebrities, they try to like, they go for the most amount of money or the most amount of money they can make as soon as possible instead of like, you know, sustainability in their business. So I feel like the more, I feel like the more like, you know, like genuine you are with like with your products or like if you actually like the product or whatnot, I feel like that will like really help. That like, I like that you're doing that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, it feels like a sellout, doesn't it? It feels like a sellout when your favorite creator is like, get a subscription for 4 months for NordVPN. You're like, oh, come on, bro. Like,
honestly, I've had a couple people reach out to me for me to, you know, do sponsored videos for some of their stuff. Some of the stuff that I really don't believe in. And like, like you say, like, it just felt weird. It just like, for example, like, imagine I make funny videos and then one day I'm like, hey guys, so here's this cryptocurrency. But
this is this new douche coin where you can like, you know, it's gonna blow up next to you guys to the moon. Like, oh, bro, fuck off, man. Like, stop fooling your followers.
Yeah. So 9 times out of 10, it's either I'm either doing it to like help a friend or it's actually something that I feel like I can actually make my own.
That's cool.
You want to make it as authentic as possible.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's respect for that.
My favorite one, which is like extremely random, is always Me Undies. You guys know, have you seen Me Undies on like sponsorships and whatnot? Yeah. It's like, who's selling underwear? Okay. Like, this doesn't like, make any sense.
Bitch, we can use any sponsor right now. You know what? Shut the fuck up. We have none.
Okay. I'm burning these
please,
bridges.
Please, bro.
Don't burn any bridges.
Okay, Me Undies. No, bro. Literally. I'm sorry.
It's fine, dude.
Don't listen to this fucker. Yeah. We love Me Undies.
Yeah. Gotta practice what we preach, bro.
Yeah, you know, 66% of our team loves you. Like,
yeah. Yeah, seriously.
Shut up, please don't spoil it for us, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Let us get some samples at least, please. Fuck it, man. I'll take some samples.
Dude, I don't mind doing a shampoo commercial also, man. Even though my hair is like very limited, so it's fine.
That's really cool.
I think the next thing what I wanted to ask, which is basically pretty much what Seth asked you, but this is like taking a step back, is a lot of people these days, I still think, they still feel very like nervous when it comes to just creating authentic content and just content in general, like on TikTok or Instagram Reels or just YouTube Shorts that's just, you know, pretty much exploded in the past couple of months. And I just want to know, like, I've seen your content, like, you are very like you don't really seem nervous when you make it. You're very real, and it's definitely, the authenticity is there. I can like see that. I just want to know, like, what would be like maybe a couple of tips that you could give our audience, especially if they are people who are starting out and just making content in general, whatever their niche might be, whether it's, you know, cooking, it could be fitness, it could be anything. Oh, and that's me as well. That's like, because I'm trying to make content too. No, believe me,
I'm glad he said it, because I would have said it. I was like, oh yeah, for our audience. For me,
it is for our audience, but also I'm asking genuinely for myself as well, because I'm also trying to like, you know, make content. But there's specifics. I get nervous too when just trying to make types of content which I've always wanted to. So I just want to know. So, I guess get some advice from you for all of us, not just me. So
So I think I'll take the long way to explain this.
Okay. That's fine.
Actually,
that's totally fine.
Yeah. So actually I started making videos in 2015 with my brother. And most of it was influenced from watching other YouTubers. But I think the very first step for me and him, and I think that you guys have done amazingly, is to just start. Like, starting is number one.
Yeah.
Starting is beginning. Number two, I'd say about being nervous is, I think if you're being nervous, you're thinking about ways it could fail. I mean, that's my personal take. Of course, it might be a different, but like, I just say, just do it and do it for fun. You know, enjoy it. Just put your stuff out there. The TikTok, I started my TikTok page literally 6 months and a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
you wouldn't believe that exactly what you just said was happening to me, where I had a video. I actually made a video. I'm getting ahead of myself. I had a video that I wanted to post, and I showed my brother, and he was like, bro, just post it. I was like, nah, why would I post it? Nobody's going to see it, you know? And then I held that video for 2 days, and one day I just said, you know what, just screw it. I don't have anything else to do. Like, what? It can't hurt. Posted it, got 1,000 views, and that motivated me to make another one, and then another one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm at a situation where I'm making one video every day of the week except Saturdays. And of course, you can you see the results.
Like,
I have a following now, which I am more than grateful to everybody who, you know, loves my stuff. So definitely, I'd say, have fun with it. Do it for you. Don't do it for anybody else. Do it for you. Have fun with it. If you can be consistent, just be as consistent as possible. And consistency doesn't necessarily mean every day. You can do it like every 2 days, once a week, once every 2 weeks. Just because if people find your page, they will want to come back to see what you, etc. You know, basic.
You post like almost, you record like almost like every day, like 6 days a week.
Just before, like, the reason why I came late was because I was still editing a video that I posted just before coming. So
oh, and so you're recording, editing, and posting in one day.
In one day,
nice.
Which hurts.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Out of curiosity, do you edit it on your phone or you edit it on your laptop and you get it back on your phone?
On my laptop, I have Premiere Pro that I totally bought legit.
That's the stuff you gotta edit out.
This is what we're warning you about. Damn.
I have Premiere Pro. Full stop.
Yeah. Hey, you're a student. You got the free student version.
Yeah, I got
the
student. Yeah. I got the student.
Boom, boom.
Bada
bing, bada boom. There we go.
And that also, that is a different level of like complexity because I've been learning to edit since 2015. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you. Yeah. That's a lot of experience on your plate right now.
Yeah.
Now, so are there some times where like you're like, oh, I have this assignment due, but I also gotta post this video, and like, what do I do? Like, do you then cut corners? I mean, you gotta cut corners on one of the other things, right?
So lucky
like, how
me.
Do you balance it?
Lucky me. Mm-hmm. I started as I graduated from RIT. So the entire summer I was free. I did a little like internship program in September. And since then, I've been working with one of my friends on a personal project. So, like, I have... Point is, I have a lot of time.
Okay. Okay.
Also working with agencies and, like, a couple ads here and there. But, yeah. Basically, I have a lot of time. The thing is, though, the thing that you're talking about assignment is... the video has basically... Posting videos has basically become my assignment. So get a little bit like nerve-wracking because there are times where like I want to go out or like, you know, I want to do something and I'm like, okay, let me finish editing this quick. Like even before, like I said, before coming here, I was editing and I posted a video. The video was late and I was really on my own ass about it. I was like, oh man, why is it so late? You know, like, at the end of the day, it's just, I just posted it and get it over with.
So where do you get your like, you know, like, inspiration from whenever you're like making content? Because like a lot of times I see like TikToks or reels, it's always like, oh, I see this creator make it and I'm like, oh shit, this is hilarious. And then like later on I'll scroll and I'll see the exact same thing and then I'm like, oh, who created that? Was this the original guy or did he copy this guy? So like is that like something that's common in TikTok or reels, or is it like, you know, like, or do you get inspired by others like that, or do you make your own, like, come up with your own like creative ideas, like something funny that happened during the day?
Yeah. So it is, it's incredibly common on TikTok. It has actually happened to one of my videos before. My video was stolen.
Oh, wow. Oh,
shit. And I was like, wow.
Oh, which one was it? Which one was it?
It was, there was this one where I was saying, Brixton Bully Slow, that one. I don't know if I posted it on Instagram. Yeah. I saw somebody else do it from the UK. I was like, it was like a mixed feeling. I was like, that's, thank you for copying my thing, but you could have tagged me. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is, personally, my inspiration comes from, I feel like, again, I'm going to toot my own horn, but I feel like I'm naturally funny. I just think of weird shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if I show you my notepad, I just have a notepad full of ideas, like random things. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, and then when I'm recording, I don't have any scripts. I just kind of go with the flow. Okay. So at times, I'll end up changing the idea, make it interesting. I do get inspired by other people's videos, but I tend to change it enough so that it becomes mine, where it's my own like weird brand of humor. Like, let's say the end joke is like Joe Mama, you know, or something.
I'll make
a full complex storyline about how we get to Joe Mama, and then in the end, it's so different that you wouldn't even tell. You wouldn't even. But like that, and I also do trends. So on TikTok, there's trends where people do the same thing with a sound. I do that also.
Yeah.
I've done that a couple of times. I actually have a whole playlist full of them on my page.
Yeah.
Oh, and just out of curiosity, which one do you see? I'm gonna assume that the trends perform better, but like, do like how many like original like concept videos like actually start blowing up versus like the trends? Yeah.
So, for me personally, right?
Because So
my page actually blew up from an original idea, which was amazing, which feels good. I think two or three times. Recently, trends have been doing a little bit better, but I try to balance them in a way where it's like you come to my page just expecting to laugh, and it's not really like a thing. There was a recent trend of like this injustice trend. I don't know if you guys know about it, or it's like this versus this, and I did a video on it, and now it has 2 million views. And I'm like, I posted it just because I didn't have any other idea that day. I was like, okay, this trend is cool, I'll do it. I posted it, boom, a bunch of kids fighting in the comment section.
And by the way, do you go into your comments and like be like, hey guys, let's all be, it's just a video.
I tried. Break it up? They just keep coming. I gave up.
I think you should poke, throw more fuel at that fire. I think you should just like let it go, let the numbers come through, the engagement.
Yeah, the more engagement on your content, I think the more. I think that's how the algorithm works, right? Like if people comment on your posts, it just keeps. I think
it just keeps
reaches
spreading.
Out to more people.
But that's the thing, right?
Which is pretty cool.
So I made that video just as like I don't have anything else to do, right? And then it blew up, and the issue there was that people were expecting, like, okay, this is what he does. Like, is he going to make more? And with something like that happened before, and I kind of just had to put my foot down. Like, I know, oh, wow, big number, you know, it's cool. But, like, I want to be original. I want to do my own thing, you know. I don't want to turn my head into just doing these things over and over. Plus, the amount of, like, comments. So, basically, what I did was I did Minecraft versus Fortnite. And Minecraft
one. Okay, I saw that one.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
All the kids in the comments were like, Fortnite. And that wasn't the point. I was just doing it for fun. And I even made a second part where Fortnite won, but they didn't care.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I just had to like push myself away from that, just go back to what I was doing before. It's like doing trends is a double-edged sword, basically.
Also, from the way you've been talking about it, like, I feel like a lot of people who've been, let's say like older people, like, you know, like my age and like higher, you know, they look at like now TikTokers just like blowing up, getting famous, and like, oh, this is so easy, it's just like a bunch of simple videos. But there's a lot of like strategy to like anything on social media,
honestly,
and it's like super calculated, and you can like because like once you start actually doing it, and a lot of like when I've worked in a few like businesses where like they want to get their like social media numbers up and it's like unbelievably difficult, and I feel like a lot of people like missed out on this, like it's really like a craft almost.
I saw a comment about that recently. There was a Rest in peace. There was a TikToker that passed away like two or three weeks ago. And in the comment section, I just saw people saying like, who? And like, they were like, you know, oh, this is what happens like when you take the easy way out, or like all kinds of things. And
wow.
I
was
like, do you have, first of all, that's disrespectful. Second of all, you have absolutely no idea how difficult it is. The attention span of the average person on TikTok is so small.
Yeah.
You have to plan accordingly. Like, you have to do everything perfectly. And you know how earlier I was talking about experimentation? That's how, like, for the first, like, 2 months when I was making videos, I really had to experiment for, like, what times people would be active, what kind of content people would like to see, how to engage. It was, like, and the thing is, that was me doing it for fun. So, like you said, imagine a business, like, where it's, like, really calculated. It can get a lot more tedious, I can imagine. Apart from the fact that, like, I think people really like personality. Like, when it's, like, really, like, they can see your face, they kind of, like, know what you do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So, for people to say, like, TikTok is the easy way out, why don't you just do a 9-to-5? Like, it isn't. Like, sure, you can post a video and get lucky. It's literally like a lottery, you know? Even at this point, I'm posting videos, and a lot of my videos aren't doing as well as, like, you'd expect them to, but that's just how it is, you know. I can't be upset about that.
I feel you.
That's just the nature of it. And the beauty of it is I post every day, so like once I post one day, I kind of just forget about it and start thinking about the next day. So I can't even be mad.
You can monetize TikToks, right? Like they do get monetized, right?
Not in Dubai, unfortunately.
Look at this bullshit.
You can't monetize it in Dubai.
No, so
why not?
Right now they have a system set up. It's in beta or something for the past couple months in like first world country, like UK, US, where they pay you based on the amount of views you have. And I have a friend who works at TikTok that I met because my page was blowing up. I was like, yo, what's going on with this show? Like, so currently in Dubai, as far as I know, the only way to, you know, get paid for TikTok is doing ads and stuff. Or working for an agency.
Yeah.
Which
Makes sense. But then if you work for an agency, they have like they kinda own your stuff too, right? Like you kinda like isn't that how it works? Like that's what
So from my understanding, when you are working for an agency, your own private page is fine. But working for them entails working for like on their page.
Oh, and I see.
They also pay you to like use your personality in ads. So like they'll contact you like, hey, we have a video, we have a restaurant calling us that they want to do an ad, they want a TikTok influencer, do you want to go, do you want to do this and that?
Okay, so that's how they pay you separately in terms of just making an ad. Okay.
Yeah,
but
in the US you get it based on views, which kind of hurts, but
that's what I've heard. I think we were discussing this earlier. Maybe Langston sent out a video with like Addison Rae and like how much he makes per TikTok, and it's like it's just like an F you amount of money. And it's like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
It hurts because like, you know, there's people like me and other people that are actually like putting a lot of effort. I'm gonna keep quiet. that was a salty comment.
No, but I had no idea how. But like, I never knew that it was hard to make monetize content in Dubai with views and stuff like that. I did not know how it worked over there. But then, how are content creators making money there? Like, I'm just kind of curious now.
In the US?
No, in Dubai.
I think a handful of them are either YouTube or they're doing like a lot of ads. I know a few people that are doing like a bunch of ads. I am trying to do YouTube and TikTok, but my YouTube is a bit slow, so I'm really focusing on TikTok now. But
okay.
So like, is it necessary to get an agent, like an agency or something? Because like a lot of times, like I've heard that like content creators, they create like they create content and then their agents like, okay, this is we got an ad from this company, but they usually get like 30% or like, you know, 10% or 15% or whatever of that money that like these companies are giving you. So that's the money they get for bringing you the ad. But like from what you said, it makes it sound like that the agency is paying you. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that how it goes? Like the agency is paying you, or you're just getting a cut of like the money that like the ads, you know, willing to pay you guys?
That honestly, I'm not entirely sure about.
It could be both of them, couldn't it? The agency could be paying you, but they're getting something much more from
I didn't interrogate the person I was asking, but I get into it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, seems all sketchy because a lot of agents, they really fuck content creators on like pay. And like a lot of times content creators don't even know how much they're getting paid or how much they should be getting or they're worth till they like they talk to other content creators. They're like, yo, I'm making fucking bank. And they're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, you know, like what is this agency like you're screwing me for? Like, I've heard so many creators like go through that shit. And it's like, dude, you know,
I was so worried about that. Like when I hit 20K like a couple months ago, a collective, I don't know what to call it. Like this company reached out to me. They're like, hey, you know, we have a bunch of creators under our belt. We want you to join. And the first thing I thought about was like, I just started. Like, why would I, throw everything away to join you guys? And like, I don't know. I asked them like, how much are you going to pay me? They didn't answer me. They left me on rent. So, you know, it's like, that is a thing that happens.
That's the thing that happens. Were they expecting you to work for free?
I'll never know, but it seems like.
Dude, that's the thing, man. Contracts are a bitch, man. Because a lot of times, like, normal everyday civilians, like you and I, will read a contract and be like, okay, yeah. They use lingo that's, like, hard for us to understand. So a lot of times, like, content creators, they have to get a lawyer to, like, you know, go through that shit so they know that, like, you know, that they're okay with everything. Because,
honestly,
I just imagine, like,
it's pretty fucked.
Yeah.
It's a shitty game, dude.
Honestly, I'm lucky because I have the best lawyer I can buy. My mother.
Okay. Oh, so that's awesome.
Anything that comes to me, I just go to her. I'm like, does this look good? She's like,
yeah, that's awesome. That's actually great.
I just imagine Deji like at 3 a.m. like after he's been drinking a lot. Like, hey, why didn't you tell me how much I get paid? Okay, what's the problem? Like, he's just like messaging like content like the companies and agencies. Like, what's your problem, man? You want to fight?
Yeah. Honestly, but I think. Like a lot of the content creators now, like even for TikTok, at least in LA, they have like this whole TikTok house and stuff like that.
House,
apparently. Fuck no. So I don't know. I think those agents are pretty legitimate because there's a reason why these content creators are staying there. Especially like I follow a lot of dancers, and like so some of them are like Bang Energy who basically sponsor them, and you know like help them create the content. Like they'll have the cameras and everything ready for them. All they have to do is just dance,
bro,
and everything's taken care of. Mm. So I think those are really good agents in LA at least. But
no, I feel like everybody and their moms have like a house now. You know, like this house, that house, trap house. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're all legit.
I like how you said it, dude.
I don't know if they're all legit because I feel like anybody can throw money at a bunch of people and be like, okay, you know, this is your house. You know, you can do whatever the fuck you want in it. Because like, dude, we don't know. We're like normal. Like, we don't know anything. We just started off. Like, there's some people who look super legitimate and they can be very sketchy as well. And they do a lot of sketchy shit in the background that we have no fucking idea.
Do you guys know like Aiden Ross? You guys know?
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about like all those like crypto scams and stuff?
Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff like that.
Dude, like.
Apparently in the US there's like a whole like chain of like, you know, crypto casinos. Mm-hmm. And they're paying influencers to promote it, but the influencers don't put their money into the casino, so it's like
that's true.
So yeah, like stuff like that.
I've heard shit like that because like a lot of celebrities or like YouTubers, they go like they get sponsored by like these like gambling websites, and they like tell these kids their followers, they'd be like, oh, dude, check out this website. Oh, I won $10,000 in a day, and then these kids are like fucking their parents. Yeah, they're like destroying their parents' like credit cards, and they're like, you know, it's like, it's crazy. Like they're fooling their followers.
But honestly, I'm like in this like weird area where like up till now actually I've never met a single one of my fans.
Really?
According to TikTok, yeah. Except
one. Well, you met three right here, bro.
I appreciate it.
Alright, Sharon, get off the stick.
I've been thinking of like organizing a
like a meetup
program so I can meet a couple. Yeah. But okay, also, like, I don't want it to be illegal because, like, I don't know what the COVID restrictions are.
Oh, I feel like you can meet. Oh, do a Zoom or something. No, actually,
Zoom is good. You could start off with that. You could also have like a nice
Discord group or whatever.
Or like stream. You could start a Twitch stream where you can, like, you know. Yeah. Like talk to your like freaking followers or like Instagram live.
Oh yeah, that is not bad. Twitch is pretty big if you can actually pull that off, especially if you can stream like.
And you know this is legit because you're getting this information from three people who barely have any followers. So obviously this is like the most legit.
You're welcome, Deji. You're welcome, bro.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. Don't forget us when you're at the top, okay?
Just I'll credit you guys for sure.
I was gonna ask along the same lines of like meeting your fans. Like, I haven't gone through like your comments for all of your videos, but like, do you get any of these like thirst comments or anything like that? You know what I mean? Like,
honestly, I get a bunch of weird people calling me daddy and like.
Oh, what?
I'm like, hilarious. I mean, and it's all like really sus comments, and it's like, I hope you're joking.
Yeah. Like, do you know like, how old I am?
Exactly, because I know like a bunch of them are like really young too. So I'm like, no, let's not do this. Yikes. Let's not even joke about this. But they,
daddy.
That's funny.
That's
funny.
Yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. Wow. I know it's all in good faith.
I think you're expected to see like some hate comments over there. I think that's gonna happen at some point.
Hate comments, yeah, I've already gotten a bunch, but like one of the first times I got hate was actually pretty early. I made a video and somebody was like, it wasn't necessarily hate, it was just like a negative comment. It was like, yo, this isn't interesting or this isn't funny or something like that. And you know the way I took that personally, because like I've never seen a hate comment before or like something negative. I was like, I really put an effort, bro, you know. Kind of hurt.
Yeah,
but now it's more like if I see a negative comment, something that doesn't really contribute to like my my page, like I totally understand disagreeing and like having an opinion and criticism. But if you come to my page saying like this isn't funny or something, I delete a bunch of them now. I just delete them.
Oh really? Okay. No, yeah, I was gonna ask like,
it's like who the hell has the because, time like, to like you can bullshit?
Yeah, you can scroll. You literally open the comments.
Exactly.
Open your keyboard. Type the words. Hit space. Continue to and then click enter and you're probably like,
after consuming the content also.
Right?
You consume like 3 minutes of the content and then you have to have time to like.
So like sometimes about it. Sometimes I actually try to like answer them. First of all, I try to answer a bunch of comments on my page, but like the negative ones, I answer them. You know, I try to give them a chance to redeem themselves. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry you didn't find this funny, or like, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. And if they continue doing being disrespectful, boom, get out. You get blocked. You get deleted. Like all the other stuff. Because it's like, there's literally. That's another thing that I never understood about the internet. But I guess as a creator now, I get it. It's like, why leave a negative comment, you know?
Yeah, no.
The only time where I feel it's valid is if somebody's actually spreading hate or, like, doing something really disgusting. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you throw up on camera, you type in, like, oh, yo, that was fucking disgusting. Fine.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
If I'm trying to make a video where I'm trying to make people laugh, comedy is subjective or is it objective? Not
subjective,
everybody finds it funny.
Yeah,
I completely understand that. You know? But, like, why go out of your way to, like, express that, like
when you see that, and I know it's probably like from some guy named Punk Man, whatever. So Punk Man 470, okay, posting something, and he'll post like some shitty comment. But does that get to your head by any chance? I'm just kind of curious, because
initially, I mean, it always does, you know, just a little bit. You're like, you know, it gets annoying, but initially, it was really annoying to me. I was like, I was like, for days, for like 3 days, I was so surprised, you know. It was like a lighthearted video, I was trying to make people laugh. My page was small, so I was like, you know, like, who is taking their time out to comment shit on my page?
But now it's more like, move on.
I've heard that from like a lot of, like, whenever I see an interview of like a YouTuber, they'd be like, dude, I have like thousands of nice comments, but like this one comment by like Dildo69, it just like ruined my day. And you know, it's like, dude, holy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what the hell? Like, you know, like, it's just those, like, it always gets to you. It's like, I feel like we're, like, as humans, we're, like, more generally, yeah. like, we pay more attention to, like, negative comments because, like, because we question
ourselves.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
But, like, eventually you get used to it. You're just like, fuck this, man. More people like me.
Also, earlier on, like, I never understood why there was, like, a dislike option on, like, YouTube videos. I was like, who are these people, like, who are disliking the videos? And until there was this one video I remember watching. The only video I've ever disliced, okay? And,
yeah, like, that's kinda get it. I can count the number of dislikes I've...
So, there was this one video, I was, like, in the mood to do some arts and craftsy stuff. And I was just, like, making, like, origami or something. And then I just, like, wanted to see... how, like, you can make, like, a phone case, like, a DIY phone case, like, for my iPhone. It was, like, maybe 6-7 years back. And then, literally, I started watching this video. It was, like, maybe 15 minutes long. And the guy literally took pieces of cardboard and stuck them together around his iPhone. And, like, that was his phone case. And I was, like, what? What? How are you gonna... This is not a phone case. Protect. What are you...
That's a phone in a box. Exactly. Again.
And it was like twice the size, and I was so frustrated. I was like, oh, what if, like, there's water on the table and you just kept it, like, your fucking case is gonna, like,
it's
melt
done.
And wait.
15 minutes gone out of your life.
I was so, and I literally was like, 15 minutes of my life I can't get back. And I was like, I get it now. I get why people dislike videos.
Yeah, yeah. I can count the number of videos I've disliked on my hand, and like most of them are like really disgusting ones, like people trying challenges and stuff, and it's like,
yeah,
they start throwing up and shit. I'm like,
dislike is one thing, but like the comments is like definitely, it's something that I don't know. As an early someone who's early into content creating, it can affect you. Maybe I experienced that. Like, I'm not like some big freaking YouTube guy or anything. But, like, one time I made a video and someone posted, like, again, some freaking Duke Box 123, whatever the fuck, you know, like, the weirdest name ever, okay? And that, like, it's a weird name, so with numbers or whatever. And it's, like, I don't know, something on the lines, like, you should really not make any videos or something like that. And I'm just, like, you know? Yeah, so it's so when I read that, I'm like, fuck, dude, you know, like, it's...
It's always like
your friends are telling you that you have done amazing, and everyone around you has been like, oh, it's amazing that you're making a video and stuff, but like this guy gets to you, and I'm just like, why?
People, like, that's another thing I've noticed, like, people really get really comfortable with the fact that, you know, online is anonymous. Because I remember, again, there was a video I made and somebody disagreed, and I was like, No. Oh, yeah. So the Minecraft video I was talking about, the Minecraft versus Fortnite thingy, it was a trend, and I noticed that people had been doing, like, games versus games. So I was like, okay, I play games, let me make this video. Somebody commented on my page, grow up. And I was like, the fuck? So I replied, I went to his page. I was like, let me see who the fuck is telling me to grow up, you know? First of all, of course, no, nothing of their face, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, posting, like, FIFA edits and stuff like that. And in their bio, it was, like, Messi is better than Suarez, and you know. And I was like, bro. So I came back to the comment. I was like, bro, your bio literally says Messi is better than Suarez. And you're telling me to grow up? Like, bro, come on. And it was like, yeah, you went to my page because you didn't have anything else to say. I was like, no, I went to my page. I went to your page to see if you're older than me. See if you have an argument to tell me to grow up. And you don't. So get the fuck off my page. And then he came back. I was like, okay. This kid. He came back again. He was like, obviously you don't know what argument means. And at that point I was like, okay, so this person just wants to stir trouble. Delete, comment, block. But people get so comfortable. They get so comfortable so quickly. It even happened another time. I made the Brixton Bullies That Stupid video. First of all, that video was also like, it was out of the blue. I didn't have anything else to do that day. I just kind of posted it. Boom. TikTok is weird. But that video happened. Somebody commented, this isn't funny, right?
Okay.
So I went there. I was like, okay, that's fair. You have an opinion. And I commented, I'm sorry, but like 200,000 people are going to agree with you. Are going to disagree with you.
Okay.
Damn, yeah.
And he was like, no. And I was like... Like, yeah. I was like, no. I had a headache. I was like, what? So like some people just want to stir up trouble because they're anonymous. Like that's just how it. That's just how it's always gonna be. That's
yeah. I just feel like the more pissed you get, the more they win. So it's like at one point you're just gonna be like, you know what, fuck you. I'm not gonna let you win. I'm gonna do me.
Let's like kind of wrap up. We have like some like fun questions at the end, which like you know, rapid fire and whatnot.
Okay.
Dream collaboration. What do you got?
Dream collaboration. Ooh, dream collaboration. Honestly, I haven't thought about that because I haven't really opened myself up to the idea of being able to collaborate with somebody.
Right.
Because right now, I feel like I'm a Dubai creator, but I feel like I don't really have too many other Dubai creators that I'm in contact with. Just a couple. Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Top 5 musical artists and top 5 TikTokers in your opinion.
Top 5 TikTokers, I'll be honest with you, I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't really pay attention to other people's stuff. I know people that I find funny. So I don't know if you know, I don't know if you know Chris Lobanzo. It's tall, like, yeah. Tall Congolese guy. I find his stuff super funny. Apart from him, like, I'm kind of just following my own path. Like, I don't even follow, like, people that I find funny on TikTok. On TikTok, I only follow people that I know personally. I don't. That's a particular choice. Top 5 artists. This is an interesting one. In no particular order, because we'll be all here all night if I have to put that. In no particular order, Tyler the Creator, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, Kid Cudi.
Oh, Kid Cudi. Oh, Kid Cudi. Like
Kid
Cudi.
Kid Cudi's cool.
Yeah. And last one, this is a lot harder than I thought. I never actually had to make a like when I say top 5, I mean people that I like. I'm not saying like Kid Cudi is the best before anybody wants to.
Yeah, yeah, like, better than Tupac. Better than
But I really that's like another. But like fifth spot, last one. I really like Thundercat. I don't know if you get
it. Ooh, Thundercat's awesome. I love Thundercat. Yeah.
I love him so much. I actually just started listening to his stuff like late last year.
And, same.
Oof. Yeah. You know, lockdown will do things to you. You know, you start listening to different music.
Actually, I feel like TikToks and Reels have actually introduced me to some great music. Like Thundercat, like dude, like that's
people are not ready to admit to that, you know. A lot of people are not ready to admit to that.
I think that's also a double edged sword because while they introduced it to great music, it also kind of ruined some of like the old because the Sinatra songs like "Put Your Head on My that song used to be so nice.
It gets to you, man. It gets to
you. Like you said, Thundercat. I think it was also from TikTok. The funny things.
Oh, that song, I thought you were talking about.
So that, I heard that.
Is that the one that I just want to party with you?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one.
That was the first one I heard. And same. Then from there, I was like, okay, let me hear what he has. And I listened to his album Drunk, and his most recent one, It Is What It Is. I listened to both of them, and I was like, yo, nice. he's awesome on the bass. He's amazing at the bass. His singing is. Okay.
I feel like TikToks, I feel like, the whole thing, it is a double-edged sword because, like, a lot of times, sure, you're right, they ruin a lot of songs with the Sinatra song, but a lot of times they overplay a song or you hear it so many times.
That's true.
It's like, fuck, dude, I love the song at first, but now I'm sick of it. And can we please stop?
Yeah.
I wish there was, like, some sort of way to, like, filter, like, you know, audio on, like, TikToks where it's like, okay, I'm going to filter out this song. I don't want to hear it again. You know what I'm saying?
So that's a thing that I've actually seen, like, ruin somebody's marketing campaign before. Mm-hmm. So there was this guy that dropped a snippet of his song on TikTok. And it got spread so much that by the time he was ready to release it, everybody in the comments were like, yo, the song's dead now. Like,
oh my god.
And I was like, damn, I saw this like a few days ago. I was like, wow.
That sucks.
Sucks. That is.
And like, it's not even your fault, you know? Because like, in theory, that's what you want to happen. You want your song to spread.
But, yeah.
That's my stuff. Imagine.
Like you would think, like I remember, like Kodak Black released this one snippet once, and everybody was making like TikToks and whatever reels on it. And I remember when it came out, everybody, like, people were like, okay, this song is great, but it's not as great as we expected. Like, the real, like, the snippet is, so it's like, it could go both ways, but like, holy shit, this is the first time I'm hearing that, like, it ruined the song for the dude. It's like,
I was shit. I was like, damn, bro.
No, and the algorithm, even on Instagram, I feel like once you like really like start watching a reel or like a TikTok of one song, like the example I have is the Love Kuanti. Is that how you say the song name? Love Kuanti. Yeah, that one. That's the one, right? So like you see like one reel and there's someone dancing on the song, and then you see like, and then at some point, like, that's all you see. Like, literally, your entire reel, like, you keep swiping. It's the same thing over and over and over again.
I was just talking to my brother about this yesterday. He was like, yo, I hate that. He can't stand that song. He cannot stand it at all because he just is everywhere. And people are using it for literally everything. You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, the song doesn't have a chance to breathe.
It's almost done. Yeah.
You wake up. It's there. You see somebody in the gym, it's there. Like, bro.
Yeah. Before we let you go, it's basically, I'm going to ask you the question again about upcoming content creators. And I just want you to like just sum up the three tips that you actually gave.
Yeah. Honestly, I would just say, have fun. Do like, make content that makes you happy. If you like playing games, then make. Actually, there's a bunch of things, but yeah. Oh, that's my ADHD talking. Sorry. You know, if you like playing games, make videos about playing games. If you like baking cake, if you want to make people happy, just do whatever makes you happy. You know, do what makes you happy. Two is try to be as consistent as you can. Consistency means different things to different people. You can do it every day. You can do it 3 times a week, you can do it twice a week, once a week, once every month.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it once a year. I don't think fair I need enough. To clarify, but I
feel like,
I get what you're saying.
And what's the third thing? I would say don't worry about the numbers, you know? Don't worry about numbers or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if you really enjoy it, if it's really fun for you, numbers shouldn't matter. Just post whatever you want as frequently as you can.
Like awesome.
On your own time.
Yeah. Nice.
That's wonderful, Deji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah. Really appreciate you, like, you know, making time for us, man. Thank you so much.
We had like a good hour, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing just meeting you. Also, again, once again, I still love your song. It's on my favorite list right now.
Stay tuned for
it. It's a very good song. And
That's
what I was saying. I wanted to share your song on Spotify. I'm not on Spotify. I'm on my Instagram story as well as our Amarakpur Anthony page.
Yeah.
So do you want to, like, is there any specific way you want us to just share it or just like a story?
No, we can put the music thing because he said his songs on
Instagram. On Instagram music, so.
Okay, that's awesome.
Is there
then I could just share it.
Is there anything else that we could be expecting from you? Like, you know, like you said there's new music coming out, but like, you know, like content wise, you said you don't want to share it. You wanna keep, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
But yeah, music. I'm gonna try to spam music, like, so right now I'm just gonna like, cause I want to get better, you know. I feel like Cursed is a cool song, but I feel like it took me way too long to write it, so I'm trying to be a lot more frequent, cause you see how like posting videos, you know, got me a certain following. I also want to have a following for my songs, and I think the only way to do it is actually to get my music out there. So should be seeing stuff soon from my SoundCloud.
Awesome.
At least one song.
Awesome.
At least one. Like, let me not stress myself out.
Anyways, thank you so much for watching, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much, Deji, for, like, you know, making time for us, and we really appreciate it. And, you know, nothing but success for you in the future, brother. And, good luck. Take care, guys.
I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Catch you
guys. You too. You guys too. Ain't that splendid, yeah. I got this feeling that you indeed it. On my thirst, I thought you quenched it, yeah. You said you loved me, thought you meant it, yeah, yeah. Typical, made it all so difficult, yeah.
all. Guessing you thought different thought, now I'm cursed. And I'm defenseless, yeah. You got me feeling so empty.